Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello guys, and welcome back to Bake Off Undressed. My name is Matt, aka Topless Baker, and I'm going to give you a little bit of background on me before we kick things off. So I am a YouTuber and Instagram. I'm actually a self-taught baker. I basically spent a lot of time in my 20s cooking at the weekends and basically spending all my life baking different tarts and teaching myself how to cook. And one of the things that I love about cooking and baking is the TV shows around it, and particularly The Great British Bake Off, which is a fantastic TV show that we break down here every single week on Bake Off Undressed. And this is the third episode of The Great British Bake Off, and it was Bread Week this week. It's season 9, episode 3, and we're going to be breaking down everything that happened in last night's episode. But today, I am joined by a very special guest, because we can't really do a Bake Off podcast without having someone on the podcast who's been in the tent themselves. So I am actually going to be joined by the contestant, Benjamina. Benjamina, who is also known as Baked by Benji, from season 7, who was a quarterfinalist. I mean, we've got some big dogs in here today on Bake Off Undressed. So we're going to talk to Benji coming up. But I thought I'd do a little recap on what just happened in Bread Week. So we had 3 challenges this week. We had the first one, which was the Chelsea buns. And Dan got another handshake. We talked about this last week because Paul was dishing out handshakes like they were cheap. But he dished out another handshake to Paul. And Terry, everyone was just loving Terry because he nailed it. Terry did a great job. We were kind of really worried about Terry, and then he pulled it back. And then the second segment was the shortest technical ever in the history of the Great British Bake Off. They had 1 hour to make garlic naans, a non-yeasted garlic naan, just in case you wanted to know if they were going to use yeast or not. And then finally, something that I didn't really know how to pronounce, they made a tiered coravine. Someone's going to correct me. Tweet me, hashtag Bake Off Undressed. And you can tell me that I've said it completely wrong. And the judges were pretty ruthless here, but we had Star Baker 2 weeks in a row, Rahul. Everyone was really tweeting a lot about Rahul. It was an emotional episode, to say the least, for him. But anyways, that was a little recap of what just happened. I would like to welcome in Benjamina, Baked by Benji, who actually, before you went on The Great British Bake Off, Benji, I was following you on Instagram. I remember when you announced you were going on Bake Off, and I turned around to my girlfriend. I said, oh my goodness, Benji is going on Bake Off, and here you are now. Welcome to the podcast.
Oh, hey, Matt. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. I'm sorry, I didn't actually mention that I am in New York. I'm not joined by you in London. I'm here in New York filming with Food Network, so we're not actually side by side. We're doing this like telekinetically across the internet. You're in spirit. So how are you doing? How do you enjoy this week's episode?
I'm good. I enjoyed this one. I think Bread Week is always a tough one. I always really kind of cringe watching Bread Week because there's just not enough time to do anything. But it was a good episode. It's a good one.
And you did Bread Week yourself, obviously. Was it week 4 for you, or was it later on in when you were on the show?
I think it was week 3, actually. I think it was the same. I remember just dreading it. I just thought, if I can get past Bread Week, I'll be okay.
And
just
I should know, because I should have done my research, but how did you fare? How did you do on the technical and the showstopper?
I did all right. I mean, I made it. I think my showstopper like pulled out of the bag for me, because my signature was like underbaked. My technical was kind of in the middle. And so I needed that showstopper to just smash it.
I like how you use the word need there. Needed. A little pun there on the bread. So every week on the show, Benji, we talk about your favourite moment and your not so favourite moment, also known as your icing on the cake and your soggy bottom moment. So from this week's episode, what was your icing on the cake? What got you going for this week's episode?
I think it has to be just everything to do with Rahul. He is so far my favourite. I don't want to have favourites too early, but he is really just someone who's standing out. He's just so sweet and just so innocent in a weird way. And I think when he saw the the pheasant in the corner and got distracted. That was, yeah, that was a real highlight. So I love, love, love Rahul.
I just love that he was apologising despite absolutely nailing every single challenge. Paul was like, this is the greatest thing I've ever tasted in my life. He goes, I'm so sorry. I am so sorry.
He just thinks it's going to be so bad and it just turns out complete opposite. So I really, really like him. I hope he grows with confidence as well.
I think now, he said at the end, he said, I think I can bake. It's like, yes, Rahul, you've just got Star Baker from probably one of the hardest TV shows in the world to win, and you just got it 2 weeks in a row. So, dude, you can bake.
You can definitely bake, Rahul. So, yeah, I want him to go all the way.
And did you have a soggy bottom moment? So your most cringeworthy or your painful moment of today's episode?
I think it might have been Anthony, because I also really, really liked Anthony. And when I saw him take out, I think it was his showstopper, when he pulled it out of the oven, it was just clearly very, very burned. That was my heart fell for him. And I think from then, that moment, I knew he was gone.
His attitude, though, throughout the whole thing, he always had a smile on his face. Like, even if it was going wrong, he was loving it.
Yeah, such a good attitude. Really, really cool guy.
And his tears at the end when he got kicked off, I was pretty close to crying, actually.
It was emotional. I really liked Anthony.
It was very, very emotional. See, for me, my soggy bottom, and I think every week we probably bring up Terry, but Terry, oh, he'd teed the nation up. It was like, right, Terry, he nails the Chelsea bun. He then nails the second one, which was the naan bread. They looked really good, by the way. And then he gets out his terracotta pots and he proves the bread for 15 minutes.
I mean, that was just never going to be a good idea.
That is ludicrous. For anyone ever making bread or listening to this podcast, proving bread for 15 minutes is a slap in the face to the loaf of bread that you're about to make, because you just can't do it. That yeast, you are giving it no time to do its thing. It just is not going to work.
So he's going to look back on that and just think, what on earth was I thinking? Which is a shame.
And Paul just wanted to end him right there when he said, oh yeah, I proved it for 15 minutes. Paul was like, no, you're done. You're done.
Bad idea.
So how long were you baking for before you applied or went on the Bake Off? Because it's quite a big thing to apply for the Bake Off and have the, kind of the confidence to go on.
I think I've been baking for quite a few years. So I was 23 when I did it. So I've been baking for about, I don't know, since I was about a teenager. But just like really low-key, casual baking, like nothing fancy. But I think when I got uni was when I took it a lot more seriously and just kind of experimented more, and it kind of just went from there. And I thought, well, why not apply? This is like one of my favorite shows. The worst they will say is no, so I just kind of went for it.
Was there anyone that kind of pressured you into it, like friends saying, Benji, you make the best damn chocolate cake, please go on the Bake Off?
I think, to be fair, none of my friends actually even watched Bake Off. They didn't really know what it was.
So there they have this like famous friend who's an incredible baker, and they say, "What are you going on the Bake Off?"
I never really watched it until I was on it. So no, like no one. I think a few people have mentioned, "Oh, you should try going on," but I just, you know, you never think you're as good as you are. You're always just like, "Oh, I'm not that good. Oh, I couldn't possibly do it." So yeah, I think. A few hours before the deadline, I just downloaded the form and was like, do you know what?
Oh, you left it to the last minute. You went down to the wire.
I just thought, why not? The worst they will say is not this year. And then no one has to know. I didn't tell anyone. I thought, if I don't get on, then no one will know.
What does that application involve? Because I've looked at it before. I can't go on, because apparently you can't go on if you've been paid to bake, which is unfortunate, because people are like, Matt, you need to go on. Anyways, apparently it's pretty intense. Like, not only do you have to apply, but then you have to actually physically bake for judges, like producers, and they test your recipes before you even make it on.
Yeah, it's quite an intense process just to get into the tent, which is why I have so much respect for the baker who goes off first week. Just to get to that point in itself is such a massive achievement. And like the public don't get to see like what happened up until that, which is a shame. But it's an intense process.
So I've been lucky through this career, shall we call it, to meet quite a lot of you guys from the Bake Off. And one person I've met is Matt Riley. Were you on the same season as Matt? Was that a different season?
No, I've met him. He's really cool.
Yeah, he is awesome. And he just had some brilliant stories, because one of the application processes, he had to bake a loaf of bread, like, you know, bread week. So he was making bread. And they said, oh, wow, we really love this bread. What recipes did you use? He goes, well, I used Paul Hollywood's recipe. So he just turned up to the application having used Paul Hollywood's bread recipe.
That's the way to get through.
And a lot of people, I bet, when you meet them, they ask you, you know, like, should I go on? What advice would you give me? What would you tell someone that's an aspiring Great British Bake Offer?
I mean, the first thing I always say is go for it. Just don't overthink it. Just apply and just see where it takes you. But before then, I'd say, I don't know, like, think about what you enjoy of baking, like what style. What do you like? Cakes? Do you like pies? Consider maybe like having a blog where you can keep all your recipes in one place. I find that really, really helpful just to kind of keep track of everything I was doing. And also it's a really cool way to see that progress that you've made, because it's easy to kind of forget how much you've improved in baking, especially when things go wrong. So having a blog is a great way to have your recipes in one place, see how much you've improved, and just a good way to try different things and kind of find that baking community online, which is really cool as well.
It is weird. There is this baking community online, isn't it? Like, I think I probably have 5 friends that I can count on my fingers that are close friends. And then I have hundreds online I've never physically met.
It's so, so, so weird. I have a lot of baking friends that I've just literally met on Instagram or on Twitter. And yeah, it's like we've been friends for years and years. And some of them I never even met, which is a bit weird. But
it's weird when you meet someone, they go, oh, hi, Topless Baker. Or, hi, Benji. And you're like, oh, I really don't know who you are. I really don't know who you are. Please remind me. So the next section of our show is That Takes the Cake, where we call out some things that have been happening on social. And Great British Bake Off Twitter is a big thing that we talk about every week. And there were a few of my favourites that I want to talk about, because last week we were talking about some of the brands that get involved. And if you heard last week's episode, Tesco were getting quite heavily involved in the Twitter sphere. And this one is a little shout out to Innocent. So Innocent Smoothies, if you want to come on the show, you're more than welcome to come on Bake Off Undressed, because whoever runs your Twitter is a genius. So obviously we've talked about Terry, who was having an absolute monster of a round until the end, where he got himself in a pickle. But when he won that second challenge, the naan bread challenge, they tweeted saying, Terry has won a challenge. We repeat, Terry has won a challenge. Tomorrow is a national holiday. And people were just going wild that Terry had finally won something. And I just loved that tweet. One thing I did this week, Benji, is I asked some people to ask you some questions. So I did a little shout out on Instagram and Twitter, and I got people to ask you a couple questions. So I'm gonna shout them out, and we'll do a little bit of a quick fire thing here where you can see what you have to say. So Megan Helberg said, what was the biggest thing that you've learned from being on the show?
I think being confident in your own skills is a massive, massive one. I think, and like, just as we can see from like Rahul, it's so easy to kind of doubt yourself and think, oh, I can't do that, and just apologize for everything. But I think I've just learned to have confidence in like my own abilities and say, yeah, I can bake, actually. I'm a good baker, and not apologize for that. So yeah, confidence in your baking is important, I would say.
And if anything did go wrong in the tent, was there ever anyone there to save you? Like, I don't know, let's say you dropped your batter on the floor, did you just have to remake it, or is it, you know, is there anyone sneakily there to help you?
You would literally have to start again, like have a bit of a cry, put it together and get going again.
What if you needed like equipment, like, oh, I need another bowl or a whisk, is there someone to help you with that? Or no, you just have to run and go again?
So there's loads of runners who, like, behind the scenes, who you don't see, who are absolutely amazing, because any more ingredients, if you need more eggs, they just literally run and get whatever you need. So they are a little like fairies who help us. They're amazing.
That's the bits you don't see. And then AJ Howard asked, how many times do you practice your signature showstopper before? Because a lot of people, they go to the showstopper and they say, oh yeah, I practiced at home, but I didn't time myself, or oh, I haven't put the elements together. Did you practice any of yours, or were there some weeks in the contest where you just didn't practice at all and you went in totally rogue?
I think we all, like, going into it, we all have the idea that we are going to practice like 10 times, 20 times, 30 times. But the reality is, like, you're working, as you're filming, like, you're working your full-time job. You just have like your evenings and your weekends to practice. And some weeks are just really busy, so you don't actually have as much time as you'd like. So I think for the signatures, I mostly was able to practice most of them. But for the showstoppers, where it's like a 5-hour challenge, I just did not have 5 hours after work. Start baking bread. So you kind of like roughly do it and kind of say, yeah, that kind of works. I can do the elements. But it was really hard to kind of fit in those really long showstopper challenges in practice. So the intention was there, but most weeks was a bit of a kind of wing it and see how it goes.
How does the filming work? So do you film like a Friday, Saturday, or, you know, do you have to take a day off work? How does the scheduling of it all work?
Yeah, so it changes most weeks. So it just could be like just 2 days a week and you just like go down, film, and then come back up. So it was very kind of, yeah, it wasn't always weekends, just 2 days during the week. So you'd have to take time off work, which was quite intense, but yeah, we got through it.
And does anyone recognise you when you're out and about on the street? Does anybody come up to you and be like, I recognise you from somewhere, but I can't quite place it?
Yeah. When the show was on, it was a lot more kind of, oh, Angelina. But now it's definitely, I know you.
Did we go to school together?
Where do you work? Who's your mum? And I'm just like, oh my gosh. Just if I've got the energy, I'll be like, oh, just some people. But if I just can't move, I'll say, oh, I don't know you.
Oh, so you actually blank them. You say, oh, no. You're just not bothered to go into it.
If I'm not in the mood, because it can actually be really awkward to say, oh, I'm from the makeoff. It's just a bit like, I don't know, a bit full of yourself sometimes.
And then they're always really nice and they say, I wanted you to win.
Yeah.
you're always their favourite, weren't you? I actually bumped into someone this morning. I was getting breakfast from a bagel store in New York, and he goes, you're that guy that is tapas, right? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, I really like your videos. I was just thinking, have you actually ever seen the videos? Like, I'm not sure I believe you. And then he shook my hand and just walked off. I was like, this is so awkward. I feel like I need to then make a relationship with them. I want to say, what's your name? You know, what do you do?
Do you like to bake?
Do you, yeah, what's your favorite video? That's the best one. It's like, what's your favorite video of mine? And then they say, and then then you catch them out.
That's it.
So the next segment of our show, Benji, which is our most controversial one, which we've had some interesting answers week to week, is Spoon, Fork, Knife. And this is a little play on the game, which is kiss, marry, kill. But we don't kill on this show. Bake Off, Undress, we're a little bit calm on that. So spoon is someone you might want to hug, or I think I know what your answer is going to be that. And then fork is, yeah, we won't explain fork here. And then knife is someone that you just want to maybe axe from the show, that you're maybe not enjoying them as a character, but not in a malicious way. So do you want to give me your spoon? Who do you want to spoon this week?
Oh, I'd love a big hug from Rahul, for
I'm
sure.
Feeling you.
He's just, 10 out of 10.
Definitely. I'm spooning Rahul. And I just want to give him that comp. I want him to come out next week roaring. Like, imagine if he was just on fire next week, full of confidence.
Yeah. I'm sure he'll get Star Baker again next week.
Do you think?
I'm that confident in him.
You're a betting lady. You're that confident. All right, I'm interested to see if that happens. And then who would you fork if you're gonna fork anyone? And it doesn't have to be in a sexual way. You don't have to take it like that.
Yeah, we won't take it like that. I don't know. I can barely remember everyone's names, to be honest.
See, I'm still forking Dan. Dan is my favourite. Dan was
Dan's your guy.
Dan is just, everything he does, I just love. He was checking the temperature of the bread with his thermometer. He got another handshake. His little flowers on the bread were so cute. I just, Dan, I'm forking you, all right? Because you are brilliant. He's my favorite. I think I need a special segment in this show every week of just the Dan appreciation moment. Do you want to axe anybody from the show? Obviously, Anthony went this week, who you didn't really want him to go. Was there anyone else you thought should have gone that you would prefer be gone instead of Anthony?
Oh, do you know what? I think Anthony was the right person to go, in all fairness. As much as I love him, he was the right person. Who else was in the bottom? Bryony? She was in the bottom. Was she in the bottom? Wasn't she?
She was.
She's
been a bit of a superstar.
Quite like her. I think Anthony was the right person to be knifed. In that episode.
He was the right person to be knife. So if you guys listening have any ideas on who you want to knife, spoon fork knife, I got the variation of it totally wrong. You can tweet us or just message us #BakeOffUndressed. I did say I could hear your tweets earlier and someone laughed at me. I can't hear your tweets. I just read them, so don't worry about that.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And Benji, tell us a little bit about what you're doing now post Bake Off, because I think that's one really interesting thing that I want to know about TV stars. It's like, oh, what are they doing now with their lives?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a bit of a whirlwind, to be honest, but in a good way. Yeah, so 2 years ago, I think, like, straight after Bake Off, you're kind of like, what do I do? This is all new.
Because weren't you going to be a teacher? You were going to be a maths teacher, am I right?
Yeah, I was going to start my teacher training to be a maths teacher, which is, looking at it now, I'm like, oh my gosh, that would not have been fun.
Really?
At all. Yeah, so I'm happy with what I do now, which is just a lot of stuff within food, which is really, really varied. My weeks are always really different. So a mix of like food styling, like recipe development, like brand PR stuff, like social media bits. I work with, I'm an ambassador for a social enterprise called Luminary Bakery.
Oh my goodness, can we talk about that? Because their cinnamon rolls are to die for.
Best in London.
If you're in London and you need a cinnamon roll, go to Luminary Bakery because,
The very best.
I did a video there for my YouTube channel and they were just so good, and they're so cute, all the people behind the kitchen. They were letting me get in there making some biscuits and decorating cakes, and you have a few special cakes and recipes on their menu, right, that you developed?
Yeah, I've got the Benjamina, which you
the
can get
Benjamina the oh look at you Benjamina. You have made it in life. So what's in the Benjamina?
So that is it's a tray bake, and it's a pear, honey and almond tray bake.
Oh, so why did you pick that? Is that, and it got any significance to you of the pears and the honeys and a tray bake as well, which is interesting.
I love a good tray bake because it's quite easy to put together, and you can, you know, it's like, it's good for like big portions. And I think I love like just really light, really fresh flavors. And so, yeah, honey, I use quite a lot, and I use a lot of almonds. So yeah, it's my
what's been the greatest opportunity you've had since coming off Bake Off? Like, is there anyone you've recipe developed for, styled for, you say, oh wow, I've done this for Jamie Oliver or the Queen or something? Okay, maybe not the Queen, but someone that you've been
queen,
a pinch
yet,
me moment.
That's a good one. I think, you know what, it might even just be the people that I've met like in the industry. So like all the behind the scenes people, like all the other stylists that you just never see like in the media, they're always kind of hidden. Just the people that I've met within the industry have been absolutely amazing. Just to work with them. And I think I really do enjoy the kind of the behind the scenes stuff and what goes on unseen. So it's been really good kind of like just immersing myself in that world. That's been amazing.
And one of the things that really came out of your series of Bake Off was your relationship with Selassie, who was actually, there was a hashtag around you, which was hashtag Benjalassie, which was like Brangelina. And you didn't know about that, did you?
No, like I knew about the hashtag, but like watching it back with like family and friends and then like following Twitter, I was just kind of did not see it coming at all. So it was a bit of a, oh, where did Twitter get this from? It was very weird.
And so I actually got a tweet, I got a message from Selassie to ask you, and he said, did you really cry over cake, Benji? You might need to give that a little bit of context for people that don't know what we're talking about.
Because basically, I cried a lot in that show. And to be fair, a lot of it wasn't shown, which I'm so happy about. There were a lot of like secret, just like I would duck down behind like the benches and just cry. It wasn't coming my way.
Because there must be so many cameras that you're just trying to hide from. If you're having a bad moment.
I didn't always want to be the one that was crying. So I'd literally just duck down, never cry, and then, okay, get back up, go. But he would always, like, see me. So, yeah. I cried a lot in that tent.
And you guys are still really close to, like, you still hang out a lot to this day.
Yeah, we're all really good friends, which is great. It's Candice's wedding next week in France.
Oh, so
we're
actually, are you all going?
Yes, all of us are going down there next week. We're going to, like, stay in a massive villa together.
Who's making the wedding cake?
Well, we're actually all bringing some cake along with
us. No, you're not.
Yeah, for real.
That is so cute. And then what, patching it all together to make one giant cake, or are you just sampling each other's cakes?
We're doing like a cake table. So it's going to be, you know, everyone brings a bit to put on the table. So that's going to be really, really cute. I'm looking forward to that.
See, I'm getting married next year and I love that idea, but I wouldn't trust the people coming to my wedding to bake good cakes. So
you've got a lot of baker friends on the ground.
I don't think on the wedding list, though, you know, there's not people that I think have the talent. So maybe I just need to invite the entire cast of Bake Off to my wedding to make a cake table for me.
Put it out.
Now, one of the questions I got quite a lot when I was asking for questions about you was explaining the outfits. So why do the contestants wear the same thing 2 days in a row? Because we know it's filmed over a weekend, so do you have to wear the same clothes for every episode?
A lot of people ask that question. Like,
do you shower?
But yeah, we do shower.
Good.
In between the days. And we do have, like, we don't have a choice, so we do have to wear the same clothes on the first day and the second day. And to be fair, I don't think anyone's 100% sure why, but what we've kind of ended on is that I think it just makes it easier for, like, editing purposes. If you need to, like, I don't know.
Do you bring spares? Like, what if you splash jam all over your top? Do you have a spare of that top to wear?
Did that what? I think I saw, like, chocolate or something, and I had to, like, wash it in the hotel sink.
No. They don't even provide you with laundry services?
No. You've got your sink and your shampoo for that.
So there you are, like, running to Tesco, trying to quickly buy some detergent, and you're scrubbing it, praying that it dries in time for tomorrow's episode.
Basically, yeah. So, I mean, some people bought, like, two of the same top, but, I mean, that's just long.
I'd never thought about that, but that was one of the most popular questions about what clothes you guys wear.
A lot of people ask that.
And since you're my research, again, I'm an expert researcher, just in case you didn't know, since you've done Bake Off, you've also set up the Sister Table Supper Club. Do you want to tell us about that? Because I do follow you on Instagram and see some beautiful pictures, but I haven't been to one of your supper clubs yet. So maybe you can tell our lovely listeners about your supper clubs. Or brunch clubs, yeah. Even. Brunch clubs, right?
Yeah, they're brunch clubs.
Oh,
so
sorry.
The Sister Table, I set up with my actual sister.
Oh.
Peter, yes, we're actually sisters. We're twins, actually.
Twins? I didn't know that.
Yeah,
oh my God,
we're very unidentical.
And happy birthday for last week, by the way.
Thank you. So yeah, we set up the Sister Table, which is like a series of regular brunch clubs for women, which is probably why we've
which is why I haven't been. Got it. I'll just get my wig out of the back and then I will buy a ticket.
Matilda, yeah. So they're regular brunch clubs for women, and I do like all the food. We have different menus each month, and my sister does like the branding, like front of house things. And it's just a nice time of like women to come and meet other women, just to have some sort of sense of community and just enjoy each other's company over really good food. So they've been really, really fun to do.
And how often do you do them? Once a month, every 2 months?
Yeah, so it's every month. We took a little break over summer, but we are back at the end of September. So keep an eye on socials for the details.
Loving it. Looking up the Sister's Table. So Star Baker this week, we kind of covered it already, but it was Rahul again 2 weeks in a row. How do you feel about a double Star Baker as in 2 weeks in a row? How do you feel about that?
I love Rahul and I'm glad he got it. But I think early on, it's a lot of pressure to kind of keep that up. And two in a row from like week two and week three, I don't want him to peak too soon. I just hope he hasn't, you know, I hope that's not the best we've seen of him.
You bet he was going to win next week too. So you're piling the pressure on him.
I know. But I just don't want him to like peak too soon and then just come crashing. I want him to pace himself.
Was there someone else you thought should have got Star Baker?
I think before the showstopper, I would have thought maybe Terry had a really good chance. But Terry. That showstopper just, yeah, it just killed him, to be honest.
The weekly roller coaster of Terry. He was doing so well. And then everyone is using cake tins, which are, you know, manufactured to not stick to anything. And he pulls out his terracotta.
Terracotta cloches.
And then he goes, oh, yeah, use them at home. They work perfectly. And then they complete. I'm pretty sure terracotta is not a non-stick material, just FYI, in case anybody is baking in terracotta anytime soon. Do we think he's going to ever win Star Baker, though?
Yeah, I think he will.
I think the nation will melt down. I think it will be bigger than if we ever won the World Cup. I think it will be bigger than that.
When Terry wins.
I think it will be a national holiday. Like Innocent Smoothies tweeted, it will be a national holiday. See, I again thought, Dan's okay, maybe not quite Star Baker, but I just love Dan. I'm gonna have to probably next episode I'm gonna calm myself from talking about Dan unless he wins Star Baker. But he did great again. He's just so solid. Loving Dan. And if you guys listening thought there was a better Star Baker than Dan or Rahul and someone we completely miss and weren't even looking at, you can tweet us at #BakeOfUndressed or just tweet at me. Or just talk about it, and I'll find it somewhere on Twitter if I'm stalking you really deeply. So what do you think about next week? Next week was desserts, and I saw a lot of tempered chocolate, which I was scared by.
I am also very scared by the tempered chocolate. And in week four as well, that's really stepping it up. Oh, I don't know. Desserts are always hard because they've got to set and it's always really hot in the tent and there's just not enough time for it to set. So I think we're going to have a lot of disasters next week.
What was your favourite week when you were doing? What was your favourite week?
Do you know what? I think it was cake week, which was week one. One, because I love cake. That's just like my thing.
Which, yeah, actually, prior to this call, we were just having a little rehearsal and we said, Benji, what did you have today to eat for breakfast? She said, oh, I just had cake.
Yeah,
just had some cake. That was it. Really balanced diet. I love that.
Cake was my favorite because I love cake, and because I think it was just the first week and it was just everything was just new when you got to meet the judges and you were in the tent for the first time. So a lot of good memories from the first week.
And what week did you go out on?
Week eight, which was Tudor week. Which
Tudor. That is such a ridiculous topic.
It's not a theme. I don't know what it is, but it's not a theme.
You
bacon.
Got shafted. That is, could you use no machines? It was all by hand.
No, we could, but it was just like marzipan and just stupid stuff. I just hated it.
So yeah. you were livid. You got shafted there because there was a lot of anger about you going off. People still tweet and like meme to this day that you, Selassie and Liam should still all have won Bake Off. Like the three
should
of you.
Have. Yeah. I agree.
You agree that you should have won Bake Off. What would you have done if you had one? Where do you think you'd be today if you had one?
Do you know what? It's one of those things like you're glad that you didn't win.
Oh, really?
At the time, you want to go all the way, but hindsight is wonderful.
When you went in, had you said, all right, if I get to week three and I'm out, I'm fine. But had you set yourself a goal of where you want it to get to?
I think I wanted to at least get halfway. I was like, get to week five, halfway. Not too bad. People will still kind of remember you just about.
You might get a book deal, maybe, maybe not.
Maybe, we'll see. But I was like, just get halfway.
That was a great. And who do you think's going to win it this year?
It's got to be Raul. It's got to be Raul.
You think it's going to be Raul? Oh.
I have every confidence in him.
If he wins, it's going to be simply magic. Who won your year? Was it Candice?
Yeah, it was Candice.
It was Candice. I got her name wrong there. Well, thank you so much for joining us. It was an absolute pleasure to have someone with your expertise and knowledge on the podcast. It was about time we really had someone that had been in the tent themselves and giving us all that insight. So it was absolutely great to have you on the show. And if you guys are listening and you want to hear more about Bake Off, then you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts and you can give us a rating. We had a great rating last week, actually. Hopefully you guys enjoyed. This was from Bobby Two Step, who gave us one star, and he said, is this some sort of joke? I'm not the keenest of bakers or the most knowledgeable foodie, but these guys don't appear to know anything about baking. It's a GCSE podcast. So thank you, Bobby. If you guys could leave a review that's maybe a touch better than Bobby's, that would be great, because Bobby was not loving Bake Off Undressed. And you can follow Benji, I forgot to ask, where can we follow you? So at Baked by Benji?
Yeah, Instagram and Twitter at Baked by Benji, and the Sister Table at the Sister Table.
I mean, you have a website too with lots of recipes?
Yes, you can head to my blog, which is carrotandcrumb.com, for all my recipes and food photos.
Love it. Your photography is stunning, even before you went on Bake Off and I was following you, which I feel like I'm quite proud that I was before Bake Off went on. It wasn't. That's I didn't just jump on the Benji hype train. I was already on the train before it got hyped. And the photography is absolutely brilliant. So thank you again for joining us. If you guys want to join in the conversation with Bake Off Undressed, just use hashtag Bake Off Undressed. You can follow me at Topless Baker. I'm on YouTube, on Instagram, on the Twitter sphere, on all that. All the things the kids are on, I'm there. And I'll see you guys next week for more Bake Off Undressed. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.